Estevan, members of the Estevan Police Service received a report of a quad being ridden within city limits and on private property on September 1. The vehicle was located in the 200 block of Willow Park Greens. The male driver was issued a ticket under the All-Terrain Vehicles Act, as he did not have a valid driver's license, and the quad was seized and impounded for 30 days. A report of criminal harassment was provided to the police. The matter remains under investigation. The complainant also was provided some supports by the police and crisis team. A false alarm was reported at a tire shop in West Estevan. Members attended and the building was found to be secure. The EPS received three separate calls for suspicious people in the 1200 and 1300 blocks of 7th Street. Extensive patrols were conducted and nobody was located in the area. Police were dispatched to a domestic disturbance in the Westview area on August 31. All parties were spoken to and the matter was resolved. The police and crisis team assisted and offered some counseling services. Members were called to a residence in Central Estevan for a noise complaint. The homeowner was spoken to and warned of the bylaw. No further police involvement was required. A report came in of three male youths climbing onto St. Mary's School. Members attended and patrolled the area on foot and by car, but did not locate anyone in the immediate area. Police conducted several curfew checks in relation to release conditions. One female was not home and charges are pending. Members also received a call for suspicious persons knocking on the door of a residence. Members attended but did not locate anyone in the area. Police received a report of theft of electricity on August 30. The suspect was spoken to and that matter is still under investigation. Officers assisted with the response to the fatal collision that occurred on the Estevan truck bypass. Members were dispatched to an unconscious male in a park. The caller did not have any further details at the time of the call. Estevan EMS and police attended and the male was intoxicated but reportedly not injured. He was transported to the EPS's cells where he was lodged until the following morning. Staff at a local church reported some suspicious activity. They requested members conduct extra patrols. A report came in of a vehicle traveling at high speeds on 4th Street. Members attended, but the vehicle was not located.